the stars come out of the sky. Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know it looks so good tonight. I am the passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripped back sky. And everything looks good tonight.
La la la, woohoo! Welcome, dear listeners, the Live By Life program. Tampa Hudson Radio Group is in the house. Iggy Pop is diggable again. Well, I've always liked him because I'm a big David Bowie fan. Hello, hello. Sean, do you want to help us do the introduction here?
Hello, WGXE listeners. You listen to the Live By Life program, which airs every fourth Sunday of the month at 3:30 p.m. at 90.7 FM in Greene County, in Columbia County, New York. I am Sean McDonald, a member of the Campo Hudson community, and also a host. We have some other people from Campo Hudson as well.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Kelly.
And you can keep reading that next part, yeah?
Today we have a special guest. Their name is Meredith Great.
Just stay right close to that. Start again.
Today we have a special guest. Their name is Meredith Cooey, Wave Farms Radio Program Director. Meredith is an experimental artist, scholar, arts administrator, and educator. She has shown and performed her work widely throughout Atlanta, where she spent the last 11 years, and has held residencies across the United States, elsewhere, including at Elsewhere Wave Farm, PlaySpace, and Hamridge, among other things. Please welcome her to the program.
Welcome, Meredith Cooey.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you with us on our show and for you to be a guest. And yeah, enjoy the other side of the radio station part that, you know, that everybody loves doing.
So, yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, here in the Catskill studio on Main Street.
Yes.
Kelly, did you want to ask the first question?
Where did you grow up and what was life like there?
Well, I was born in Chicago.
Me too.
Ah, yes.
Well, Park Ridge, Illinois, but yeah.
Yeah, I was born in the River North neighborhood of Chicago and spent like the first year there. And then my parents moved us to the southwest suburbs. We were in Western Springs at the time. My parents split when I was five, and so we moved around to different suburbs like LaGrange, Hinsdale, Clarendon Hills. I always lived off the commuter rail, so we would go into the city a lot. Yeah, pretty suburban, but also getting to go into the city. I have a lot of stories from growing up.
tell us one one that you feel you can share.
Yeah. So friends and I think we were like in ninth grade, and we decided that it would be really fun to have what we called Bread Fest. And so all of us just got a bunch of bread and ate the bread. And turns out most of us are gluten intolerant, so we felt really bad afterwards. But then we went to the park nearby, and it was really muddy because it had just rained. So we decided it would be really fun to have mud wrestling.
Okay. Didn't think we'd ever ring the bell for mud wrestling. But intolerant, your stomach is intolerant.
Yeah. So it was like, if you can imagine five teenage girls like feeling very sick and just playing in the mud.
Okay. You could have made that an extracurricular sport in your school and be like, hey, teachers.
Yeah.
Mud wrestling. Your qualification is to eat something that makes you sick.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the more tame stories. How did that turn out?
That's one of the more tame stories. Okay. That's just like an appetizer. How did that turn out? You wrestled around and then just got up and walked home with very dirty clothes?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Our parents were always very confused because we would also go to this forest preserve nearby and go swimming in it where, like, you were not supposed to swim. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very dirty water. And our parents were always like, you're going to start glowing in the dark sometime soon. Okay. What is wrong with you?
Plutonium-rich teenage girls. That's a band right there, right? Yeah. Plutonium-rich teenage girls. Green all over. Okay. Wow. With mud, too. Well, we could have the whole program be about that, but we might need to move on.
I get it.
Make a song out of that. Hold on, listeners. We're having some laughing therapy. Kelly secretly wants to have like an experimental sound group that revolves around the music that ice cream trucks play.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I know an artist. We used to work together who made an entire project about ice cream truck songs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I will. His name
We have to find out what that is. Kelly would be in heaven with that.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Jeff Kohler, and he actually has a show on the station, too.
Jeff Kohler did an
ice cream truck song.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if maybe we need to bring that up if it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff Kohler. Remember that, Kelly. Ice cream therapy, but ice cream music therapy.
I'm really into ice cream right now, too.
while you wrestle with mud. Okay. Are you going to ask the next question, Ms. McCann, or?
Tell us about your family.
My family is very complicated. I have step siblings. I have former step siblings. I have a half sibling. Mm-hmm. I'm a very blended sort of family. Very complicated people, very complicated relationships. A lot of repair work going on right now, actually, which is interesting.
Do you have siblings?
I have.
You do, but how many, I guess I should say?
I have a brother and a sister who are younger, and we have mm-hmm. the same parents. I have a former stepsister. Our parents had been married. And then I have a half-brother who is from that second marriage of my mom. And then I have two new sort of step-siblings that are from my mom's third marriage. Mm-hmm. My dad never remarried. Big Irish Catholic family.
All in the surrounding southwest Chicago suburbs,
most of them. Some of like my aunts moved to the south. So one is in like outside San Antonio. One is outside Jackson, Mississippi. But mainly, like still in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Yeah.
well, maybe I can ask this question: how did that upbringing or that family situation? Did that affect how your interest in music and radio and going out of high school? Yeah.
So for me, I really credit a lot of my interest in making art to my former stepsister. She's an artist. She's here in the area. Her name is Samantha Bittman. She makes amazing paintings and weavings. Mm. She runs the Catskill Weaving School.
Okay.
And so before her, I'd like never really considered art making. My great grandma was a painter, and so she had a studio in her home, but it wasn't a career, right?
Okay.
And yeah. Only men in the family like had careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, you know, in high school, I'd always tried to do like painting and drawing and sculpture, and it just never like stuck with me. Actually, funny story, in grade school, I always tried to go home sick from art class.
Mm, wow.
Because making a two-dimensional or three-dimensional thing for me was so anxiety provoking. But in college, I was exposed to performance art for the first time.
Okay.
And that was this like eye-opening thing of being able to do something in time and space and use my own body. And radio came out of that. I used to use radio in dance work. And I used to co-run a project called Radius back in Chicago with Jeff Kohler, who made the ice cream truck songs. And we had an experimental radio project, and I really started using it in my own work. Last year, I did this project called I'm Just Trying to Be a Kid Again, or maybe for the first time. And I worked with my partner, Kenji Garland, to turn the playground at Dutchman's Landing into a noise instrument. And so I could play on the playground and invite other people to do it with me. And it was like, you know, it's like an unpleasant sound too. You know, it's like feedbacky, mm-hmm. It's harsh. Because for me, play, like, you know, the mud wrestling and stuff, it's like moments of play. But play has always been very, very challenging for me, like, because of my background.
Okay.
Because of trauma, because of things like that. So for me, art making is really, it's like putting all of those things inside into a form. That I just need to do.
Mm-hmm. Is the Dutchman Landings, you call that an exhibition? Is that still there? And what did you call it? Sorry.
It was called I'm Just Trying to Be a Kid Again, or maybe for the first time. And it was a performance and a video.
Oh, yeah. Performance through a video. Or you were
there's
there.
There's video documentation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Last year, and I got a grant from Create Council.
Okay.
For that project.
Let's get the link somehow. Maybe when we post online.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I did not hear of this at all. How was that? How did that turn out? How was that received? Yeah.
It was received well. I didn't promote it as well as I should have.
Well, you're promoting it now.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, check out the video.
Yeah, I'd really like to
Meredith.
I'd like to continue the project and do like a whole playground tour throughout the Hudson Valley. But for me, in order to play, I needed to create a structure for myself that gave me permission to do it. Because otherwise, I don't always give myself permission.
Well, you have, I think, shall we be unanimous, friends? Do we give permission for Meredith to come out and play all the time? Woo! In the mud, in the studio, on the Dutchman's Landing, in New York, in Chicago.
Thank you.
You have our full consent.
Thank you.
Did you want to ask that question, Sean, at the bottom?
Do you play any instruments or anything musical on the computer?
I do. So one of the things that I have been doing recently is voice work through electronic processing through the computer. I've been doing that with my partner. And I've always wanted to use my voice, but I've always been anxious to. Like, I sing very loudly in the car. Like, that is the thing for me.
Well, can you sing very loudly in the studio right now?
I don't know.
How about a little bit of the Iggy Pop? Okay, we'll Kelly, Sean, let's close our eyes or turn away. We won't look at you.
I'll only sing if you all are singing with me.
Okay, well, this land is your land. This studio is our studio.
Our studio, yes.
From the front of Main Street to the back of the alley. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you can see, I get anxious about it. But when I am singing into this setup that I have to be able to manipulate my voice and really play with it, it's been really fun. Because the voice, you know, in singing is really good for the vagus nerve, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's very calming and therapeutic. So it's nice to be leaning into that right now because I never prioritize that.
Okay, well, amen to the voice work and electronic processing. It's your question, Sean. Did you want to ask that one? I thought it was me, but go ahead.
Did you go to college and what did you study?
I did. So I went to college right out of high school, and I went to this small liberal arts school called Denison University that is in Ohio, like central Ohio. I studied environmental studies and studio art. Fun fact, I lived in a commune there that was off the grid. It was very challenging, but it was really great. And then after college, I took some time, and then the economy crashed, and in 2008, and then I went to graduate school. I did a master's at School of the Art Institute of Chicago in visual and critical studies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great, it's an institute, but it's a great... What's another word? It's not really an institute. It's more than, it's like a cultural, it's like the Met version of Chicago.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's a great place.
Yeah. That was really great. I went into that program like basically not knowing anything. And I actually got laughed at in class sometimes for some of the questions I asked. But to me, it didn't matter. It's continue to ask questions anyways, even if people think it's stupid. And then from there, I went into a PhD program at Emory University in Atlanta, and I studied interdisciplinary studies. So basically choose your own adventure. And
oh, gosh. Yeah. We are loving all this. Yeah. Choose your own stuff. Cool.
And so my project was about transmission art, so radio and electromagnetic spectrum art.
Wow.
Through the lens of psychoanalysis, feminist science and technology studies.
Oh my goodness gracious, getting
philosophy,
psychology and sound sonic art.
Yeah.
Wow. That is quite a broad palette. I love that.
Yeah. So it took me 10 years to finish.
Wow. The PhD?
Yeah. So I was in grad school for 12 years, and I am the last person to ever graduate from that department since it was cut by the university.
The interdisciplinary studies?
The Graduate Institute of the Liberal Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yep.
They got it. They got that one right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how has that informed your work, like with the Dutchman's Landing kind of projects, et cetera? And
yeah. So, because I make work in radio and in sound and sometimes not. And so the dissertation like really did look at radio art, but it also looked at installation and performance, and you know, it really shapes the way I think about like the body and space and time and the sort of like psychological and unconscious sort of things about why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, you know, while I was in grad school, I was also like curating exhibitions and teaching in a prison and working in the arts in different ways. So like all of those things kind of led me to where I am right now.
Well, that's a perfect segue to Kelly's question. Yeah.
What brought you to WJXC and what is your role?
So my relationship with Wave Farm and WJXC actually goes back to like 2012. I think I mentioned that project in Chicago that I was part of, Radius. We started having a monthly show on WJXC around mm-hmm. that time, and it was called Radius Sketchpad, and it was the work that we were presenting through Radius and then asking the artist to create a playlist that was like their inspiration or whatever, or something in relation to the work. And then in that went on for years. And then I came up to Wave Farm to do a research trip in the library. And that was really great. There's such an incredible resource of like listening materials and books and things like that.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, I was a resident artist there. So spent some time making artwork. And then in 2022, I was visiting up here. And there just so happened to be an opportunity. And I had like just quit my job in Atlanta. And so I moved like 4 months later. And I moved here February 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And my role has shifted since I started, like part-time consultant in 2023 to full-time in 2024 to, yeah, full-time now.
So more or less, because I think GXC inception happened in 2012 or thereabouts, so you've been associated ever since it came into existence?
Kind of, I guess. But I just haven't been up here.
Yeah, not in the actual Hudson or Catskill.
Yeah.
Do you say Acra?
Acra.
Acra.
Yeah.
Acra. Acra.
So, yeah. So now I am the Wave Farm Radio Program Director. So that means, you know, overseeing the programming and the FCC compliance and the technology and the volunteers and pretty much anything radio related that is streamed and broadcast is what I work on.
We're very grateful for what you do. I know it's probably very unsung, and there's a question I want to ask you. But before that, Kelly wants to ask you that question.
What do the initials WJXC stand for?
So W is for radio stations east of the Mississippi. And K is for stations west of the Mississippi. So that's just the standard.
Okay.
And then G is for Greene County. And C is for Columbia County. So GX, meaning like Green times Columbia, or Green and Columbia. Yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't want to tell Kelly. I wanted her to hear it from you. So there you go. But you were kind of alluding to it, but what's one thing you love about the job that you have here at GXC, and one thing you find frustrating? Maybe something you would like to have people know that you have to go through, and that maybe people will be more appreciative and mindful of, et cetera.
I mean, what I really love about working with the station, I mean, there's a lot that I really love about working with the station. One of them is working with all of the volunteers. Like even just being here in the studio and being like, oh, let's test that level, or, you know, like simple things like that. But I also, on top of that, really love working with people to develop the concepts of their show. Like,
cool.
See people change in their show.
Mm-hmm.
Try new things. One of the things that's really awesome about GXC is being this program division of Wavefarm is that there's this like spirit of experimentation, which you don't have on a lot of radio stations. Yeah. You know, like people using radio in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that, and working with community groups, you know, to, you know, amplify their messages and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the thing that's frustrating.
As you try to laugh it off.
is that, so the nature of working in radio is that radio never stops, right? So for a lot of jobs, the shop closes, office hours are over.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case working in radio. And so, you know, it's constantly being on and being aware of what's going on. Like for me, I have the program schedule in my head. So if I hear silence on air or a problem, I'm like, oh, it's probably this reason because blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have over like 115 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always trying to manage like what I can actually do for people and what I really need people to do for themselves. And that's why we've updated the infrastructure of the station so much. So that
a nice mixing board here in the Catskill studio. It's stellar.
Yeah, and like the programmer portal, you know, like all of that stuff used to be done manually by staff. And that takes so much time. And then we don't have time to like
breathe.
Well, that, but also like coordinate interviews with like community members or do PSA recordings with like we did with Columbia County Sanctuary Movement for like Know Your Rights. Like, because the infrastructure is so important, like none of that stuff is possible without that. And I, you know, it's like we just really need, like, I would love for people to know that like uploading your own file is important because, you know, things like that. And like for community members, I would love for people to know that like we do what we can for and within our capacity, and we want to serve people. Like, I really think of working for the station as an inverted pyramid. So like I am serving every, you know, like all of our different communities and constituencies. And I think just grace and patience. Currently, I'm like the only full-time staff for the station. So, you know, it takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, we can only laud so much, but yeah, we do appreciate what you do.
Yeah, and I appreciate all of you because without y'all, then we wouldn't have what we have.
We might need to do some mud wrestling after this, Kelly. You ready to go out on the Dutchman's Landing and make some noise? And she's not. That means no, thank you. Where are we? It's Sean. We got you and one more question. Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite music artists?
It really depends on my mood. And it depends on the context. Like, when I'm in the car, you know, my go-tos are like Fiona Apple, Tori Amos, Bjork, PJ Harvey. Like, that, I like, that is what I listen to in the car because that's when I like really sing.
Just ring that bell.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and like,
shout, you yell.
You know, Iggy. Yeah, exactly. Like, Iggy Pop, David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of that. And then the cramps are really big for me right now. But then it's like the artist that I love when I'm in, you know, thinking like in a different space, you know, when I want to have my ears like challenged and massaged and have a new experience, which actually is a trauma survivor. New experiences are really hard. It's really easy to go to the familiar, right? Because it's safe, it's comfortable. Yeah. So I think of listening as very, like, it's spiritual growth also. I love all the artists that Wavefarm brings in. So I listen to the radio, you know, pretty much all day. And, you know, there's just so many great things. I've been looking through and actually categorizing our archives. And we have, like, hundreds of works by artists and musicians and, you know, all the people.
A whole universe, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole universe. I'm trying to think of, like, what I've been listening to right now. My partner also just picks the greatest things. But I also really like metal, doom metal, sludge metal.
Yeah. Do you know anything about this, Sean McDonald? Yeah. But tell us something, Sean, about sludge metal, because I'm thinking of going out into the wrestling sludge mud.
Yeah,
sludge metal would be like, I would say, like Pantera and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so the Cookie Monster lyrics. Yeah. All right, well, I'll give my brother-in-law likes that kind of music. To each his own. Yeah. Okay. Final question.
Can you give us any advice on how to lead a good life?
Yeah, so leading a good life, that has been my schooling right now. I think for me, living a good life is connection with others, connection to spirituality, connection to my own body, connection to nature, and the world, connection to art of my own making and other people's making, connection to my, like, creativity and thinking big thoughts, and really, like, inward. The Zen teacher Thich Nhat Hanh would always say the only way out is in. And I really believe in that. A lot of self-inquiry, self-nurturing, and grace for myself and others.
Wow. And thank you. That was very intimate and deep. I really love the dynamic of, who you are. Let's just put it that way. From the depths of psychology to sonic art and, just speaking from the heart. Meredith Cooey, station manager for WGXC. Mm-hmm. By the way, what does Cooey mean anything? What is it? What nationality is that?
It is Dutch and it means birdcage.
Dutch. Well, we're in the Dutch area of the United States. Okay, birdcage. Well, hopefully you've been getting out of the cage.
Yes, trying.
And on that note, let's thank Meredith again, dear friends. And we're playing this song, one of Meredith's favorite artists, I believe.
Right? Yeah, PJ Harvey.
PJ Harvey. Woo! Love.